initialize sequence now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Video Freaks.
Hello, freaks!
Russian roulette is bareback sex with six chicks and one of them has AIDS.
Ooh, Hustler magazine. I finally get to see what a vagina looks like. Oh God! Oh my God!
Don't have to do any work. Walk in and sit down. Why do you call yourself stupid for 2 hours?
And any guest you can get on this show, you should consider a special guest.
I'm a horrible fucking human being. I'm seriously going to hell.
Brian, why does everything you touch turn to garbage?
We're completely just fucking self-destructing. Welcome to the Radio Freaks. RadioFreaks.tv is the first live show of the new year. Happy New Year to everybody. What the hell's going on over there? You okay over there? Do you have a stroke?
No.
I can't hear you at all.
I don't know what's going on.
There we go. I don't know either.
Oh, is that better?
Yes.
Cord got loose. Sorry about that. Oh, hello. Great. Happy New Year. Oh, Jesus. 2016, worst year ever. Shut up.
You're a little overmodulated, but you're not bad.
Sorry. Too loud. My bad.
Welcome to the first new show of the new year. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Hi. Happy New Year to you also. Happy New Year to everybody. Hello.
Yes.
Am I better now?
Yes. And we've got a great show to start off the new year. Welcome to... Our good pal Rich Voss is stopping by tonight. He will be here. And we have a big announcement that we've been teasing.
Yeah, such a big announcement. I'm so excited. I don't know if I am really. When it was announced to me, I don't even know if I was excited, to be honest. If that gives you any hints.
Well... There's that.
I know you were excited.
Yes.
This is a big announcement. Yes. Yes, so, Jimmy from Boston. I am gay. That is the announcement.
Yes.
Yes, hello. I'm finally coming into my true form.
He's the bear. Grr.
I'm wearing my flame shoes right now.
I miss that motherfucker.
Doesn't. Good old days anyways.
He was always great to me. Always a good egg. And still have Eric, who also is very good to me over there as well. Kind of took up the mantle of Steve after he passed. But so we've got Rich Voss tonight. He'll be at Helium Comedy Club this weekend. If you're in the Philadelphia area and you want to go see a great night of comedy, go check out our pal Rich Voss, who will be at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia. He'll be there Thursday through Saturday. Be doing 5 shows. 1 show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. For more information and tickets, visit the website heliumcomedy.com or call 215-496-9001. And also, he was just awarded by the Interrobang the best stand-up comedy album of 2016.
Yes, very prestigious award.
So, as the folks over there at the iBang have put together.
For his CD, what, V? Five? What are we calling it?
Five.
The five or just five?
I think it's just five.
It's five, okay.
So,
award-winning.
Yes, best comedy album for his fifth album, Five, which is signified by a V, which is also the first letter of his name. So there's all that.
I feel like he didn't think that much into it, but that's just me.
I would like to think that he did. I think
of course he's
a smart motherfucker. He's just not. He lets people think that he's dumb, but he's much smarter than he lets on.
He's a genius, comedy genius.
His stand-up work, I will tell you, his crowd work is bar none some of the funniest shit I've ever seen. So, especially live and in person, to watch it and witness how he just tears apart people is amazing. So, I've been the victim a few times.
As you should be.
As I should be, that's right. Before he really even got to know who I was a victim. So,
and that says a lot about you as a person. The fact that he was exactly right. Exactly. Sure, whatever he said.
Well, this is karma making his penance for making fun of me, I guess. Just having to come on this dumb fucking show.
Exactly.
If you want to keep up with us on social media, find out what we're doing in the new year, who our guests are going to be, you can keep up with us on social media by going to facebook.com/TheRadioFreaks. That's our official Facebook page. Hit the like button and you'll get all of our updates. And if you are a Twitter person like Tony is, you can follow us at The Radio Freaks on Twitter. At Trash Can Lives is Tony. At Wood Floor Liquor is myself. And then your new podcast is coming. When are you officially starting that?
I believe the official debut is going to be, I mean, at least live. I think we're going to post it on Mondays, again, because work schedules, and he'll be here. Calm down. The 15th of January, Wish You Were Dead podcast, WYWD podcast on Twitter at, yeah, it's too, I got to change that. It's too complicated, but yes.
Nice.
So yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited.
And you're going to be doing pot talk and dark humor and
just talking about death and suicide and a lot of fucked up shit. You definitely listen, because you'll hear a lot of shit you didn't know about me if you want to, and my friends making fun of me and telling me I should kill myself and, you know, things of that nature, if you're into that. Which, if you don't get enough of that on this show, you know, there's plenty more where that came from.
So it's going to be just a podcast of people telling you how much you should really just off yourself.
I mean, it'll probably turn into that. You know, there'll be a little bit of talk, I'm sure, about the three ex-girlfriends who are now deceased that I've had. I'm sure we'll talk. I'm sure we'll have plenty of talk about that. The two people I'm hosting the show with were there for a lot of that. It'll be fun, sure. Yeah. Probably break down in tears. So it'll be great. It'll be great.
Good stuff.
I'm excited. Again, we'd like to have you. I'd like to get you on at some point. Again,
because now think about what you just said and think about wanting me to come on this.
Oh no, and that's the thing. I'm such an easy target. I think it's somehow entertaining. I mean, look at Jimmy from Boston. He attacks me on Twitter. Look at his Twitter today. He just got me like 10 minutes ago. Killed me. It was great.
As he should.
I'm just an easy target, and I think it's fun for everybody. So. I hate hearing you click that and click it off. It's kind of annoying. I can hear your clicks every time you play it. It kind of ruins the whole illusion. I love you too, Jimmy. Don't try and do it subtly with your big fat fingers.
I have good mics. They pick up shit. What can I say?
So yeah, anyways, my podcast at WYWD podcast on Twitter. Yes.
Yes. Should listen to it and then call in and tell Tony to kill himself.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to do call in yet, but we should. What you're doing is making me sound somehow funnier than I am, and it's not. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't give me any help whatsoever.
Oh, you need help, all right.
Also, go follow at Deathwish Cards on Twitter and on Instagram. It's a company that I'm part of that, yeah, That's enough plugs. God, what are we doing?
I don't know. What are we doing?
Just going to plug every website and everything we're a part of. Want to plug your EMT shit too? Might as well. I'm going to be driving Ambulance 105 on Friday.
Find it doesn't me. Really work that way, but I anyway.
Got some bots in the Periscope feed. Go away with your kiss faces.
Welcome to everybody listening to us on RadioFreaks.tv and all the people listening to us at UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com.
It's our new network.
Yes, we are live on both places.
Very excited about.
So if you miss the show, you can catch it, the replays, either at RadioFreaks.tv or they replay the following Wednesday right up until we're live. So the Ham Radio Show on Tuesdays. And then there's a couple other shows on there, too. Eat Clean, Think Dirty, Social Downfall Radio, and then us.
And Ham Radio.
I said Ham Radio.
Oh, well, it's, yeah.
They're live on Tuesdays. And then I'm not sure. Let me see if I can find out here on the old website.
I'm excited, man. I think we got a good home, a good new home for us.
Yeah. Should be pretty good. I'm looking forward to it.
We're in good company with Eddie and his crew. And, yes,
absolutely.
It's going to be a good year.
Should be.
Interesting year. Per our specials. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Yeah, Jimmy. 30 minutes of plugs. I made the joke already.
It's called stalling until Rich gets here.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're doing. I mean, God. He's coming.
Sometimes we have shit to talk about. Other times we really don't.
I mean, let's be honest. We haven't really talked since before Christmas, really.
And what are we really going to do? The whole, so how was your Christmas? Was Santa good to you?
Some good presents.
Did you get everything you wanted?
I mean, let's be honest. Hey, Tony, did you get drunk on New Year's? Yes, I did. Completely blacked out. Totally did. Yeah,
Course he did.
I mean, it's not. We don't need to talk about it in depth. Nobody came to my party. I mean, that goes without saying.
So it was a typical holiday for you.
Yeah. Talk about that video. Oh, well, talk Jimmy,
what video? See,
we're not Ant Show. I mean, the video, he's talking about the Chicago video of the African-American youth who supposedly kidnapped a white youth.
I'm enjoying you trying to be politically correct.
I know, right? Well, I'm doing it to piss off Jimmy, too. Well, I don't know. What do you want me to say? The facts will come out, and we'll talk more about them. I mean, I don't know. I don't think Brian's even seen it yet, either, so.
I have not. This is the first I'm actually hearing about it. I'm awful when it comes to keeping up on news lately. And you would think that I would be on top of things, being that I'm on social media so much, but I really don't.
No, I mean, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. I mean, part of me wishes I didn't need to see half the shit. But yeah. I do, and I don't know.
This isn't
really a social commentary podcast either.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if we have nothing to talk about, which we normally don't. I mean, if we didn't have Rich coming on, then yeah.
Right.
Maybe we'll go into something, but we have a great, one of the most famous comedians of all time coming on. And I sound sarcastic, but I'm truly not being. I'm just drunk.
I was cringing a little bit because we do try and steer away from doing O&A bits or bits that Opie would do or bits that Anthony would do or bits that Jimmy and Sam would do or that type of stuff on this show. But being as though we were born of those people and their influence, it occasionally will happen, but I was cringing earlier today, about an hour ago, when you tweeted out, Louis Beans, I want my money. Tonight we talked to Rich Voss.
It's the standard go-to for any O&A fan, and I guess I shouldn't have done it, but it's my own personal shit. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, you did it on your own Twitter. It's not like you were tweeting it out from ours, so I just was cringing.
It's classic. Classic stuff.
You truly are one of those fans that are hardcore. You, I think, had it been back in the day, as they say, you would probably have been a hardcore pest.
Oh, no, totally. I mean, my age doesn't help. I mean, I was, you know, I got into this fandom, you know, in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of a sickness, and it's pretty pathetic, really, if you ask me.
And it's interesting to watch because you were late to the party, and seeing you catch up to the rest of us after everything is now pretty much done is interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, literally, I listen to ONA all day, every day. Old shit, all day. Right. It's kind of, again, it's sad, really.
That's, I will break the fourth wall. That's all you do when we're done doing this show. We don't, you would think we'd talk about how the show went or, you know, planning for next week or any of that shit, and we don't. It usually is mics are off and we both take a deep breath, relax for a second, and then instantly Tony's into something, some bit about the old ONA show, whether it's a Patrice bit or...
I'm a psycho.
You really are. You truly are.
I really think it is. I can't have a moment of silence in my life. I can't sit in my own thoughts. So I put on radio, and I listen to all radio. I listen to podcasts. I listen to old ONA. I listen to old Stern. I listen to, you know, a bunch of Eddie talk. But I can't sit in my own fucking head. And it's really sad.
And you can't talk to your co-host either.
Good point.
So.
It's a good point.
It is a good point.
I need help. Well, even when I'm at my girl's house, I put ONA on, and she gets kind of annoyed.
Like, I wonder why.
Why can't you just sit here and talk to me? I'm like, well, because they're funny, and I don't know. What do you want to talk about? I don't know. How much hair you cut today? Great. I hope she's out. Listen to this.
You do need to take a little bit of a break once in a while.
I try to. You want me to read a book? Go for a run?
Yeah, something like that. Anything. I think listening to old bits like that is not healthy all the time.
And usually for me, it's like, you know how some people have TV in the background?
Yeah.
They'll put the news on and they'll just kind of go about their day.
And that's fine.
That's kind of what I do.
All right.
Do now. You got one dog looking this way, one dog in that way. The guy in the middle is like, what do you want from me?
All right. Our first guest this evening, you can see this weekend at Helium Comedy Club. He's one of our favorite comedians, and for some reason, he continues to do our show, even though I don't know why. Our good pal, Rich Voss. How are you, sir?
Wait, what did you say? I used to do your show, and now I don't? Or
no,
I
said you are one of our favorite comedians, and for some reason, you still continue to do this dumb show. And I don't know why.
Well, I was thinking about this in the car, because I've done you for a while.
Yes.
Which has done absolutely not a fucking thing for me. Are you on the... Okay, two things. Nothing. It's done nothing but help towards my anxiety.
I'm sure.
I have to rush out of the supermarket, go play my lottery numbers, and get home by 9:15 in the middle of the night. Anyhow.
Yes.
But listen, here's the thing. I curse, so I'm allowed to curse, which
yes.
I slipped. I don't. Is this radio or a podcast?
It's a podcast.
What? It's a podcast.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. And which is crazy, and I don't want to come off like Jerry Lewis doing an interview. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know if you saw his interview on Facebook.
I did. I haven't decided yet whether that was absolute fucking genius or whether that was just really uncomfortable interview.
Well, the thing is, here's the thing. Well, good. You could tell he quit school. After doing, you know, what is he, 90, right? So he's been doing interviews for 70 years.
Yep.
I've been doing them for 25.
Okay.
So 25 about. Okay. Now, you guys are good at this.
Yeah.
You guys know what you're doing, you know.
Thank you.
But there's a lot of times you go into these things and they have no clue who you are. They're reading from you know, some horrible bio. So you're on Last Comic Standing. Yeah, 13 years ago, fucking cunt. So you kind of get aggravated. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that guy also, you know, and Bonnie also pointed it out, because I get most of my opinions from her.
Right.
He was a horrible interviewer. He wasn't a good interviewer.
That's true. He was asking canned questions and he panicked.
Wait, hold on. Let me put this thing in and out. Hello?
Hello. Is that better?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was asking yes or no questions. Right. Yeah. And then Jerry Lewis was saying no, and he started being difficult with some of the questions, he panicked, and he was just asking all sorts of generic, stupid questions, too. So,
yeah, questions like, you know, these are, you know, the thing, this guy, you know, was amongst, and I'll move on because it really doesn't matter. This has nothing to do with me. But, I mean, he used to hang with Sinatra, the Rat Pack. He was, you know, he's done a million great movies. How much pussy has he gotten? Let's talk about pussy for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
you know, you can get off a plane in France and walk from the plane to your luggage with some girl blowing you all the way there. You know, and just not even look or talk to her. You could just, you know, be signing autographs as you're walking, as you're being blown. That's how famous he was.
Right.
You know, and you're like, oh shit, I didn't realize you're blowing me as I'm walking to. You know what I mean?
I just don't know if that's the kind of interview, though, that the Hollywood Reporter would be interested to publish. I mean, it's definitely an interview we would do, but I don't know if the Hollywood Reporter would do that.
Maybe not. I'll give you the good point on that.
I think that it's shitty that they don't do that, because you want to hear. This is the whole reason why we do this podcast, and you'll notice that all the times that we've had you on, we don't ask you to do, you know, your jokes or anything else like that, because it's demeaning to you guys. It's like a dog and pony show. You're famous comedians for a reason, and people know that. There's no need for you to do your shit on our show to make people believe that you're funny. You are funny motherfuckers, or we wouldn't have you on the show to begin with, because we believe you're funny. But that's kind of saying you're a legend. But we're going to ask you questions anyway about your career that you've been asked 50 million fucking times. It's like repeating shit, and it's got to get boring after a while.
Well, you know how tricky and how slick you are. I'm just going to help you because I'm really, really intelligent.
All right.
The fact that you would say you guys are really famous comedians is only really saying, hey, we get famous comedians. If I was famous, you think I'd be sitting at my fucking desk at 9:15 doing a fucking podcast in South Jersey? Go fuck yourself, okay? So don't say you're really famous comedians to make you guys look good. Hey, we have another famous comedian. Look at us. Look at you fucking garage band podcast. Let me explain something to you, okay? You fucking horrible, horrible last minute fucking desperation to get people in the room on my behalf. Yeah, I get what you're saying. You see what I'm saying? I get what you're saying. Oh, really famous. Hey, guess what? We got the background singer from Twisted Sister coming up. And also Pat Denisio from the Smithereens. You might remember them. Next week we have Buddy Rich's nephew. He's not in the business, but he knows some Buddy Rich stories. Oh, brother.
Oh, shit.
Fucking unbelievable. So we don't have Carrie Fisher because she's dead, and we don't have her mother because she's dead. But guess what we have? The guy that ran the deli that they used to go to for corned beef. Sam. Welcome to the radio freak, Sam. Sam, when Carrie used to come in and order corned beef, did her mother push her out of the way and say, I go first? How did it go, Carrie?
Anyhow.
Here's the thing. There's a difference between being famous and being a genius.
Yes.
I fall in between both.
All right.
That's clearly, right. I fall in between both.
Clearly you do. And people, you know, take notice, ahead. Like people on the Interrobang, as you were voted the having the best comedy album of 2016 for your new album, V. Worth five.
Yes, I found that out today.
Yes. Yes. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. You know, I have five CDs, hence called V and Five.
Of course.
The first one was good, as good as it could be for someone who's doing the first CD, but also has, you know, how many years of material to go back on.
Right.
The second one, okay, the one live in Philly. It was okay. I don't know. I don't remember it, but I know it wasn't horrible, but I know it wasn't killer. It was okay.
Right.
I think there was some crowd work I didn't like, but that's it.
Huh.
If I put material on it, then I kind of liked it at the time. You know what I mean? At that time. But the last three CDs I've done, Still Empty Inside, 141 IQ, and this new one, Five, are all really good to me. But this one's really, really good. It's just a lot better. I took out 95% of the crowd work, I think.
Which is weird because to me, that's some of your best stuff.
Well, go ahead.
I was just saying, which is weird because that's some of your best stuff, in my opinion, is your crowd work.
Yeah, I know, but it's one on a CD. It's not. Crowd work is so much better when you're there in the room and it's in the moment.
Right.
You know, on a CD, it's not as. It doesn't come off as well, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
It just doesn't come off because if you don't hear the person, you got to repeat it. You're not visualizing what that person looks like.
Sure.
I write so much material. I got to keep coming up with it because, you know, I have people that come to see me over and over.
Right.
And I have new people. And I have people that are just going to comedy that don't even know who the fuck I am. You know, but for the people that have seen me, you know, you got to keep. It's not, obviously, you know this, I'm not saying, you know, but it's not music. Nobody wants to hear, you know, fucking Strawberry Fields Forever again.
Right, sure.
Boy, how about a fucking reference from this fucking century, you fucking slobbering, lispy fucking Jew bag. So, you know, like I'm hosting the Patrice Benefit again.
Right.
In February, this is the fifth year. Now I'm hosting it. Now, I'm probably only going to do like 7 or 8 minutes up front, but I'm not going to repeat anything. But even still, and I know I have all new stuff from last year or some new, you know what I mean? I easily have that. But are those 10 minutes going to work? You know what I mean? And then I got to, throughout the whole show, carry, you know, a fucking 2,000-seat theater
with
8 or 10 comics. I got to keep going up and keep, you know, ad-libbing and coming up with stuff and doing whatever, you know what I mean? And not repeating or trying not to repeat
stuff
anything I've done for the last 4 years.
Sure.
So, you know, like I'm saying, so the material and crowd work, I don't know how I got off on that where I did because I'm on some fucking horrible self fucking indulgent tangent. Fucking might as well. I should be fingering my ass as I'm saying this. What I'm saying is, this new album, I really like the last three. I like all the artwork. I like the editing. I like all the themes of the last three.
Right.
You know, Still Empty Inside. And I talk about, you know, buying shit online to fill the empty void.
Sure.
And on the cover is all this shit you could tell that I bought off of eBay or whatever.
Right.
And then the last one, 141 IQ, which, you know, is my IQ off the internet.
Right.
From an internet test. And I've been, you know, talked about on radio. But this one, if you don't see growth in what you're doing, you know what I mean? Then you're doing something wrong.
Sure.
I listen to fucking Sirius all the time, and I'm listening to comedy. And I'm not saying some of these comics are good or bad, which a lot of them are fucking horrible.
Right.
But even if you're good or bad, some of them are taping their albums. You could tell there's 20 people in the audience. Or you know what I mean? You can
right.
hear, even if it's a bit that's so, that gets a big laugh, you're going, there's got to be 30 people there or 20 people there.
Right.
And why would you put that out there? You know, you can't rush it if that's your first one. Now, if you're somebody like Sarah Silverman or Maria Bamford and you're doing a special, you know, in your living room or in front of 30 people, that's different.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or if you're a Todd Glass and you want to do an album in front of 15 or 20, it's different because they're already
established minds. Right. Sure.
You know, but when you're new and you're, you know, I don't know. I'm very judgmental about comedy because I really like comedy, and I'm not trashing people. I'm just saying why rush something?
Right.
Does that make sense? Do I sound like
absolutely.
A fucking prima donna or
there's,
a jerk
no,
off?
No, not at all. You're passionate about your craft, and you believe that it should be a certain way. I think that too. It's a generational thing. I think that a lot of the older comics, like the Jerry Lewis or the, you know, people of that era, had a set act, and very infrequently did they change it. They would have the same act for years and years and years before they changed it. It's become much more popular in comedy to really kind of use it. Like you said, nobody wants to hear your greatest hits. You do it, get it done, either put it out on a special or tour it for a year and then dump it, get rid of it, and do a whole nother hour
yeah.
or something like that.
It takes me, about a year and a half, 2 years to come up with a new hour.
Right.
You know, I mean, because after this last CD, I haven't really thought about it. Maybe three or four new bits.
Right.
After this one came out, you know, you got to fucking. But yeah, it takes. You know, some people. You know, Louis C.K. by the end of this call will put out two more hours. you know, fucking. You know, when I the other day I was. You know, taking a piss, and Norton just came up with a new hour. So some people are quicker at it and
right.
better at it.
Well,
like Norton's a great writer. Norton, you know, like I mean, he lives comedy, and you know he's on the radio every day, so he's got so many more topics and subjects because he's
right.
already talking about. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Right.
And Louis' mind is a whole nother, you know, just a whole nother level, you know. So some guys can do it and some girls, you know. Kathy Griffin puts out an hour, you know, every half an hour. She puts
right.
out an hour. So, which is almost, I don't know how she does it.
Do you feel like listening to SiriusXM kind of limits your choices of things to talk about because you hear other people already talking about those things? Or do you think that it makes you up your game to think about new stuff?
No, because I really don't listen a lot. Like, when I do listen, but I'll cut it off. Like, I'll listen to Stanhope any day.
Right.
Anything from Stan, I'll listen to. I like Jezelnik. I'll listen to his, because I like his joke writing, and I even like his cadence.
Right.
I'll listen to, you know, there's you know, a few I'll listen to, but then you know, I'll hear maybe a minute of it, then I'll go to music, or I listen to like Tommy John again. He's a good comic, good writer.
Sure.
There's, you know, different ones. There's different ones. The older ones, I usually cut off because I probably heard them back in the day or anything.
Right.
No, and I'm not going to pick anything up because I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Sure.
Look, if I'm doing Trump material, the whole, you know, fucking a million people are doing Trump material, but I got Trump material on my album that came out in October that I was doing for the last 6 months, and so is other people.
Sure.
You know, yeah, there's subjects, you know, if you have your own voice and your own perspective on things, you know, there's certain things that are so original that you'll come up with. And there's certain things that are topics that other people have done. You just got to put it in your voice. I mean, Gary
right.
Goldman is so fucking original. You know, you see someone like that. To me, I think he's such a good comic.
Right.
Because, one, he has a great fucking vocabulary. He's intelligent. He's doing stuff that no one's doing. Look, Kevin Meaney, may he rest in peace, to me, like, you could not steal Kevin Meaney's act. It would be impossible.
Absolutely.
Because it was Kevin Meaney.
Right.
It'd be impossible. You know what I mean?
It was very specific to him.
Somebody, huh?
It was very specific to him as a person.
Yeah, it would be impossible. No one's going to be able to do something like that. So it's but you could take someone as brilliant as Patrice was, and you could take one of his bits and rewrite, because there's comics doing it.
Sure.
Brian Regan has been, that character and that type of comedy has been copied by millions of comics. Dave Attell has been copied by millions of comics.
Right.
Dane Cook, you know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? They'll try to steal your... It takes time to find your own voice and who you are.
Right.
You know, you're going to be influenced in the beginning. Everybody's influenced in the beginning. Or you're just a YouTube star.
Do you think that's what happens?
When I first started...
I was going to say, do you think that's what happens with people like Amy and that whole thing that happened with her where she got accused of stealing Patrice's material? It's just that she picked up on a topic that she had, maybe you thought of and just didn't check to see if anybody else had done that joke that particular way, or...
That whole thing, I have no idea. I really have no idea. I don't think she's going to outright take somebody's fucking bit and do it and close on an HBO special.
Right.
No one is that fucking crazy that they would just complete... And Patrice is a legend.
Sure.
Okay? Patrice is a cult comic, you know what I mean? He's got a cult following. So nobody... I don't... Even if you're, fucking just some comic doing a fucking hour,
right,
would be that crazy to steal Patrice bit and close with it. So without even knowing Amy that well, I know her hello, goodbye, we sat at the table, that's how I know her. I don't know her where I call her,
right,
but what I do know of her, I know she's not that crazy or that dumb to steal Patrice's bit and close with it.
Even if
there could have been parallel thinking, there could have been parallel thinking also too, somebody could have wrote her and said, here, someone could have taken it and wrote it and gave it to her.
Right.
That happens a lot of times in comedy. People have said, I've had people come up and go, here's a joke, this and that. I can't do it because I don't know where they got it from.
Right.
But, she's got 10 million things going on. She's got movies, a television show at the time, doing a special. Someone writes her a bit and says, one of her writers maybe, or I doubt it, definitely not Kurt. 100% not Kurt. And I don't know who her other writers are. So I'm not saying that. I'm just saying anybody could have said, here, hey, here's a good bit.
Right.
So, but she can't be crazy enough or dumb enough. She's not, obviously. Look at her career where she would steal a Patrice bit closer. But there is parallel thinking.
I was going to say, that was the other thing. Right. That was the other thing, too. Even if Patrice wasn't famous, he was very, very popular. And I'm not saying he wasn't. He obviously was. He was a legend. But even if he wasn't famous, he was very well loved by the ONA community. And those people certainly would have called her on her bullshit if they truly believed that she was stealing from Patrice. The same way they would do if they thought she was stealing from you or somebody else.
Some tried.
Right.
Huh?
They tried, but I don't think that they were successful. I think that they were wrong and misplaced in their anger. I don't think that she did. Like you said, who's going to be that fucking stupid to close with a bit from Patrice O'Neill on an HBO special? Like, that's really fucking stupid to do. So.
Nobody. Especially, too, with Chris was directing it.
Right.
He's not going to let something like that happen.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I'm sure Chris doesn't know everybody's bits. He's in his own fucking thing, world, doing his own thing.
Right.
But you know what I mean? I'm sure they went over it. I'm sure he saw the set. They both saw the set before she did it.
Right.
So wouldn't they, you know what I mean?
Not to mention, I'm sure she had to go work.
You're already practicing something,
Right. I'm sure she had to go work out the material and stuff like that and get reactions on it. So people have heard the bit before it went out on the HBO special. So it would have been gotten caught before then.
Yes.
So,
and also too, like just like when Opie and Anthony broke up or Opie and Norton, I kind of really don't give a fuck.
Right.
When millionaires have fucking dilemmas, or when millionaires are going through this or going through that, I got my own fucking shit to worry about.
Sure.
I can't get, you know, I'm friends with Opie, I'm friends with Norton, I'm friends with Anthony. None of that shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Look, I can't get involved with that. I get my fan base is from all three of them. And there's people that hate me from all three of their lists.
Sure.
You know what I mean? There's people that like me, there's people that hate me, you know, whatever, or dislike me. So I can't really, you know what I mean? When that whole Amy shit came up or when any of it comes up, I really don't give a fuck, to tell you the truth.
I'm really surprised.
You know what I mean? Because it does it.
I was going to say, I'm really surprised that people really took sides the way that they did, because as a unit, those people were a very successful radio show. And then to go ahead and take sides, it's like discounting the fact that all those other pieces were very much a big part of making that show what it was. So to think that you have to be loyal to one person or the other person or somebody else, I think is just bullshit. I don't understand why there needs to be sides picked and all this other stuff. And I think the comics get that. I don't think any of you guys have really picked sides per se. I think it's all been the listeners, which I think is kind of unfair to everybody else. So,
well, I mean, you know, look, do you think when Simon and Garfunkel broke up, people are going, hey, fuck Garfunkel. Fuck that asshole. You know? You know? Do you think when the Beatles broke up, I'm only going to listen to John. There's no way I'll listen to Paul. You know, fucking radio fans are psychopaths.
Well, people might have said they were listening to Paul and not John, but that's Yoko's fault.
Yeah. It's just fucking, you know, it's just... Look, it's entertainment. It's not, you know, it's fun to listen to. I listen to Stern all the time. I listen to Opie. I don't listen to Anthony because I'm in my car. I don't have his podcast.
Right.
You know, and if I'm up, you know, sometimes I'll listen to Norton and Sam. You know what I mean? It's just entertainment. That's all.
Right.
You know, what the fuck? Don't get so. You get so involved or so just enjoy all of them.
Right.
You know, if I'm on, you don't like me, switch to another channel.
Right.
If someone's on, you like them, listen to them on that. Listen to that, whatever. Just, you know, but it's not, none of it lasts. It all, you know, everything fucking, you know, grows. And who would ever thought that, you know, Opie and Anthony would split up? Who would think Norton and Opie split up? Who would think Norton's in the morning, Opie's in the afternoon? It's just,
right.
You know what I mean?
Who would think that 2016?
I think I'm fucking nuts. So.
Who would think that 2016 would have taken so many fucking celebrities from us that we all knew and loved too? I mean, life's too fucking short to worry about what fucking millionaires are doing with their money. So they're certainly not giving it to us.
It's really, you know, it's just. People like drama
for the sake of drama.
They like other people's drama.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, why? Because they tend to think it's their drama because they listen so much. Look, when we're on those radio shows, we really tell some of us, a lot of us, you know, me, Bobby, Patrice, Norton,
right.
Colin, we really have told some true stories.
Sure.
And we've really put our lives. I've also exaggerated some stories that people really think are fucking real.
Right.
But they're radio bits that were exaggerated. I know what I'm doing on fucking radio. I've been doing it for 25, 30 years.
Right.
Okay? You know, there's some mistakes I make on purpose and some that I'm just fucking stupid. You know. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm just stupid in some things. And some things I do, you know, I know what I get. You know, I know. Okay, when I gave my password...
I was just gonna bring that up.
That was plain stupidity.
Right.
What if I didn't fucking know? I'm not I wasn't a Twitter guy or whatever. That was fucking, oh God. Anyhow, why was I scrambling?
But the thing is it was gold. It was gold.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great moment. It's crazy.
For the list.
So when we go ahead, I'm sorry. I don't know why you guys are breaking up. Is it me? Is it me or is it you guys that keep breaking up?
We're getting a lot of intermittent noise from your connection for some reason. I'm not sure why, but
hold on. Let me.
It's like it's a loose wire or something like that.
Hold on. Motherfucker. God damn it. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hello?
Yes.
All right. I know. Why the fuck do earphones work? You know, when you're talking to a fucking insurance company and they're telling you your insurance is being raised $500 a month. Why does that come in perfectly clear? Okay? But when you're talking to two mega radio fucking stars that are broadcasting from their mom's basement in between spaghetti and dessert, okay? They're the fucking Rupert Pumpkins of fucking radio. All right. Hey, Rupert. I'm up for dessert. We're doing a podcast, Mom. Why doesn't my fucking earphones work then? When do I get this fucking opportunity to do something like this again? Holy shit. Rupert, who are you on the phone with now? Mother, we're talking to a famous comedian. Huh? We got Paul Mercurio's bottom lip on the fucking phone. Rupert, you tell Paul Mercurio's bottom lip you have to call him back. Your fucking alamode is getting cold. I heated up the pie that you guys love so much. I made your pie. I put the scoops of ice cream on it you wanted. It's starting to get cold. You tell Paul McHero's lower lip. You'll call him back. You come up here and take the garbage out. God damn it. How many times do I got to tell you to take the garbage out?
I'm going to give you.
I swear to God. What?
I'm going to give you that flub, too. You said Rupert Pumpkins, too, but I'm going to give you that because I'm a fat bastard and I look like a pumpkin anyway, so fuck it.
Rupert, what was it? Rupert Pumpkin. What was it?
Pumpkin.
You said
Rupert
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. It's pumpkin or pumpkin, right?
Pumpkin. P-U-P-K-I-N. Pumpkin.
Okay. Whatever. It was fucking 20 years ago and I was on a fucking rant, okay? We get the point. Okay, we get the fucking point. You're talking to a guy who came number one, okay, on a fucking website, baby.
Yes.
Do you know what's funny about that? These contests? I mean, there were some funny comics in it.
Right.
And it's basically a popularity. It's who, like, I was fucking pushing this fucking thing on Twitter, this and that. You know, and how many, hopefully it'll help sales. You know, hopefully it'll help sales. That's basically what, you know, what you do for is to, you know, hopefully help, you know, whatever.
Right.
But I promise you, I have to be the only fucking one when it came to albums pushing it like that. Because yeah, there's no fucking way Gary Goldman gave a fuck if he won. Or Maria Bamford probably didn't even know she was up for top 10 albums on Fuck It, okay? Believe you me. So I'm the only jackass who has nothing to fucking do.
Right.
Really nothing to say anymore on Twitter. So just vote for me. That's all I'm saying. But the bottom line is, you know, if it helps sell fucking CDs and helps us buy our house, you know, that's what the fuck you think I'm doing? You think I'm in this because I'm doing charity? Go fuck yourselves. Buy a fucking CD. I don't mean to curse like this. I'm just very agitated that I have to. What? Am I in trouble?
No.
Oh, what are you going to talk to me about?
You've been on.
I'm doing an interview.
For like an hour.
Not an hour. I've been on an interview for 35 minutes. This is big. Do you know how big this is? She said it's not big enough that I wouldn't have this conversation right now. These guys, do you know who these guys are?
Yes, she's been
you
on
don't
our
know
show.
The radio freak?
Yes, Bonnie's
been on
our
show. The radio freaks?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
she's telling me to wrap it up. My manager came in and told me to wrap it up, but he doesn't know. Do you know what Do you know what they were just voted on the Interrobang? They were just voted on the Interrobang. Best podcast during a food festival. They were known as podcasts during a food festival. You didn't see.
The four listeners are loving what you guys are doing right now.
What's that?
She's not wrong.
Oh, shit.
Is it bad or good? Okay.
I'm not going to tell you right now, so just. Remind me.
You're yelling at me when I'm doing an interview. If I came in and you were doing an interview and I started yelling at you, you would lose your fucking mind. Are you kidding me? You know how hard it was to get. Do you know how hard it was to get this? Do you know how hard it was to get this? They were supposed to interview the ghost of Dennis Ross. What? Sorry, my friend passed away the other day. Today was just like him ago. Dennis Ross. Okay. I don't know if you know me. He's a comic from Jersey.
I saw your tweet, and then I looked up who he was. So,
yeah, I worked with him. I started with him years ago. I haven't seen him in like so many years. God damn, you know. But we used to. I'll tell you a quick story. You know, we used to party together and do stuff. He wasn't like me. He wasn't. You know, he got high. You know, but I was the drug addict.
Right.
He just, you know. But one night, I think we were in Harlem getting high, and he had to go to the bathroom, and it was me and another comic in the car, and we're fucking, man, we just got to go get more drugs.
Right.
So Dennis had to go to the bathroom, and he, you know, we go in this, he goes in this gas station, some shady fucking, you know, place up in Spanish Harlem.
Right.
And he's coming out, and his German Shepherd starts attacking him, and we're so fucked up, and I'm yelling out the window, quit playing with the dog. Let's go. That's the dog's attacking. I thought he was playing with the dog. Like, quit playing with the dog. Let's get out of here. We're on a mission. But we did so many fucking one-nighters together and so much shit, but I haven't seen him, you know, in like, I would say 20 years, at least 20 years. You know, we just grew apart, and his funeral was like at 10 o'clock this morning in Bar, you know, an hour and a half away.
Right.
You know, and plus I had a fucking tea time. Anyhow. So, what?
Well, oh. We don't want to get you in trouble with Bonnie, but we do want to get the word out about your dates this weekend at Helium. You're doing five shows tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Friday night, 7:30 and 10 o'clock, and then Saturday, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. You can hear.
I hope I don't sound like I'm. I hope when I'm talking about comedy, I don't sound like I'm pontificating and being like some. I'm better than, or you know what I mean, and some, you know what I mean? Like, because I fucking love comedy. I love all kinds of comedy. I like, I hope comics do CDs, do whatever. You know what I mean? I just don't want to sound like a real, like, douche. Oh, listen to him. And I truly defend the people that support. You know, there's fucking assholes on Twitter, and there's assholes that listen, call in the radio shows, but 98% of them are comedy fans.
Sure.
They're, you know, they're Opie, Anthony, Norton fans, me, Bobby,
right.
Colin, or they're just fans of comedy, or, you know what I mean? 98%. So I hope I really don't come off like I'm some fucking jerk off.
No, I don't think
you
so.
You know, that.
I'm not just saying that because we like you either. You're giving your opinion. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Yeah. I mean, I'm such a fan of comedy that I got really excited that, you know, when you guys get a big opportunity, I get excited for you guys. Like when Bobby had Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, the last time he was on the show, the first words out of my mouth were congratulations on season two. And it was like an hour after they had gotten told that the fucking show was canceled. So like, I felt like shit instantly because I'm congratulating on something that got canceled. But now he's got another big opportunity.
Yeah, but
so who knows?
Yeah.
It may pan out.
Bobby's fucking, I was with him last night. One of the nicest guys. He's just a real good guy.
Yep.
He's a good guy.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of Bobby's. Funny, good guy. Listen to me. Here's the deal.
Yes, sir.
Like, you know when, in Mission Impossible, when the tape fucking just burns away, and just fucking, you know, they get the mission, and that's it burns away.
Yes.
Take my phone number. Take my fucking contacts. Fucking walk up to your fucking fireplace after you eat your stupid fucking apple pie a la mode and throw my fucking contacts in your fireplace. You don't ever fucking talk to a famous guy like me again like this. Okay? You don't come to Rich Voss's house and talk that way. That's all I'm saying.
Next,
and
wait.
Buy my fucking CD.
But in the second half of our show, Rich, we have Uncle Floyd's pianist who's going to be on the show. So that's very important.
Are you kidding? No, you're bullshitting. Uncle Floyd just got a. That's fucking funny. Uncle Floyd got a new house in the town of Obscurity.
I was just gonna say, we're in a retirement community somewhere.
He fucking was on. He was a fucking cult figure in New Jersey.
I know.
For so
that's
long.
I was gonna say. That's why I dropped that name.
Go ahead.
That's why I dropped that name, because I know you would get it, and a few other people would get it, but not very many people outside of the New Jersey area would understand who Uncle Floyd is.
But he went to fucking Network after SNL, and I think it lasted a couple weeks, late night on Channel 4 or something.
Right, right.
And people just did not get, they didn't get.
Nah.
You know, they just, whatever, they didn't get. Listen, anyhow, thanks for having me. Buy the CD.
Yes.
Come to Helium this week, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Guaranteed, I'm going to do well. I don't fail on stage. We don't have to worry about that.
And all new material. Never see the same show twice,
what?
Folks. I said you'll never see the same show twice. It's all new material.
Let's not get crazy. let's not make promises we can't keep. I gotta go upstairs and talk to my lovely wife, Bonnie.
And check out the My Wife Hates Me podcast on Riotcast and Riotcast.com.
Oh yeah, we have a podcast. Yeah. Yeah. This is her fucking brainstorm. Hold on, this is her brainstorm. I'll wrap it up with this.
Yep.
She goes, let's do the best of our podcast and make a CD. And I go, why wouldn't the people just go back and listen to those podcasts?
Good point, sir. Good point.
I got to go.
All right, Rich. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Take care. Bye-bye. Helium Comedy Club this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 5 shows, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, 7:30 and 10 o'clock tomorrow night, and 7:30 and 10 o'clock on Saturday night. If you're not doing anything, get your ass over to heliumcomedy.com or call 215-496-9001 for tickets. Always gold when he's on the show. Always fucking hysterical. The very funny Mr. Rich Voss. So...
I'm absolutely crying over here. He's making me laugh like a motherfucker, man. Bonnie bursting in the door. I pictured her kicking down the door like a SWAT team.
Like Kramer. Being like,
get the fuck off the phone. the best part about it was she's been on our show before.
Yes. Well, the part that I love is the fact that not only does Bonnie not know who we are, but he asks every fucking single time he's on the show, and he knows he's done our show before, but he asks every single time, is this internet? Can I curse?
Yeah.
So
I just like shows... the fact that I like to think that she actually knows, like, oh, the Radio Freaks, and that's even made her madder. Like, why are you doing that? Why have you been on that show? I think she would vouch. Like, get off that shit show.
Believe me, she knows.
Oh, God, it's hilarious.
All right, let's take a break, and then it'll be time for the big announcement. The big announcement.
Cheers.
Stay tuned. This is the Radio Freaks, radiofreaks.tv.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Don Marrero, and you're listening to the Radio Freaks on radiofreaks.tv. Forget about it.
Want to stay up on what's going on with the show? Like the Facebook page at facebook.com/TheRadioFreaks and follow the show on Twitter at twitter.com/TheRadioFreaks.
Uh-huh. Yo, 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 damn son. I was here to talk to you about Bro Flowers. Yeah, that's right, broflowers.com. If you needs to get Valentine's Day flowers for your mama, your baby mama, your shorty, or your secretary, broflowers.com is the place to go. Shit, we get you the freshest flowers money can buy. We use our assorted network of growers such as hostables, churches, cemeteries, nursing homes, and those fucking gas stations where you could buy a rose for a dollar and shit. We use all them to cut out the middleman and give you the best prices in town, son. Shit, we ain't kidding around. And yo, if you act today and enter in code word Obama when you place your order, you gonna get a free, that's right, a free vase courtesy of Maxwell House, son. Yeah, shit. Broflowers.com. When you got to get the best flowers for Valentine's Day.
Hey, this is your old pal, Dr. Steve, here to tell you about my show, Weird Medicine. Weird Medicine is a show for people who would never listen to a medical show on the radio. If you have a question that you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider, if you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call. I have a traditional Chinese medical doctor as my partner. What an asshole. So listen to Weird Medicine, Saturday, 10 p.m. on the East, 7 p.m. on the West. On Sirius 206, XM 103, Opie Radio.
Hey guys, it's your friend Dr. Scott from the Weird Medicine Show with Dr. Steve. A quick reminder that if you're like the rest of us, stressed out, worn out, and looking for a safe and effective convenient alternative, give My Simply Herbals a try. Fatigue Reprieve will give you the boost of energy without all of the sugar or caffeine. Stress less lowers anxiety and tension in a subtle but powerful way. The perfect stress-reducing formula. Give My Simply Herbals a try at simplyherbals.net. That's simplyherbals.net.
The Summer Olympics, hundreds of events, thousands of athletes, millions of my stupid visa spots. Are you sick of hearing my ass? I am. Hell, I don't even use Visa. I'm old school, biatch. I use Diners Club, and that's when I pay for crap. Usually folks see me and go, put away your wallet, Shawshank. That breakfast burrito's on us. Visa. Proud sponsor of the Olympics for 25 years.
The creators of Elf on the Shelf bring you a bigger, better Christmas tradition. Trump on a Stump. A whimsical rendering of our president-elect sitting on a faux wooden tree stump. Hide Trump on a stump all around the house to watch over your kids and make sure they behave. You never know where he'll pop up next. Trump on a stump doesn't report to Santa. He reports directly to the Pentagon through built-in cameras and hidden microphones inside his head. So when your child misbehaves, special analysts alert Border Patrol, who immediately have him deported. Make your holidays great again with Trump on a stump. Pens on offense sold separately.
Available at Walgreens.
If you missed any part of the show, download it.
Shit, I can download it? Tell me where, announcer guy, I'm confused.
You can listen to the Radio Freaks every week right from your smartphone. Check us out on iTunes and on Stitcher Radio, both available in the Apple Store and Google Play.
In America, anything is possible. It is the land of opportunity, a place where dreams come true. But women in America must still deal with sexual objectification wherever they go, especially in the workplace. French women have known for centuries that to earn a man's respect, you must make him look you in the eyes. Introducing Forehead to Tears by Genet, France's best kept secret. Lab tests prove that forehead to tears actually redirect the male gaze from the chest to the general area of the brain. Forehead to tears, sleek, elegant design, earns their respect without sacrificing your femininity. Forehead to tears are safe, reusable, and easily applied.
There's a forehead tutee for everyone.
Because respect never goes out of style. Forehead tutees by Janet. Make them almost look you in the eyes.
Our eyes are up here.
They said Michael Phelps would never succeed as a swimmer. They were wrong. They said Michael Phelps would never win gold. They were wrong. They said Michael Phelps would never smoke a doob the size of a baby arm. They were wrong. Visa, proud sponsor of the Olympics for 25 years.
I'm Vinnie Brand, and this is the world-famous Stress Factory Comedy Club. Every single weekend, right here in New Brunswick, the biggest names in the business. Get some great food and a cold beer, and you'll see the best stand-up comics the country has to offer. Log on to StressFactory.com to buy your tickets and check out all the best show information. Or call us at 732-545-4242. The Stress Factory. Your friends are right. This place is great.
When my mom is a b***h, my daddy goes to EsleyMedicine.com. There he can lots of other women. When I grow up, I'm going to be an Esley Madison man. Because my daddy's raising me without any moral compass whatsoever. Esley Madison, find your lovers here. Why exactly are we singing this? Daddy, what's a rotisserie?
Mom, can I have a popsicle?
No, honey, you'll spoil your...
Hey parents, tired of those out of control kids? Throwing embarrassing tantrums wherever they go. At the grocery store, on the playground, even at the dinner table. You've had it with parenting. But wait, there is a solution. Introducing Naptime, the latest most effective tool for child tantrum prevention. It's simple. Just douse a rag with our patented Sleepy Time formula, place it over your child's cry hole, press and hold gently for 8 to 12 seconds, and presto, no more tantrum.
I was beginning to think adoption was the only way out. Then a friend of mine introduced me to Naptime. It's never been so quiet around here.
The secret lies in Naptime's revolutionary fast asleep formula. Developed by military-trained scientist doctors from NASA, Naptime's powerful molecules rush to the child's brain on contact, gently inducing instant tranquility.
This is chloroform.
Already put those wallet-draining crap factories out on the street? That's okay! Naptime works in any situation. On the golf course. An awkward blind date.
I had a really good time tonight.
It even works on pets.
After we had our first child here, we regretted it almost immediately.
We didn't know that she'd cry so much.
Talk about defective. But thanks to Naptime, our little Samantha here hasn't made a noise in weeks. I keep her in a shoebox.
Call now and we'll send you your very own 24-ounce bottle of Naptime Solution for only 23 easy payments of $1.99. But wait, there's more! Act quickly and you'll also receive the all-new Dream Sack absolutely free. It's compact and portable for those on-the-go tantrums. Just cover it, tighten it, and forget about it. It's that simple.
We can't breathe good.
So if this looks familiar...
I feel pregnant.
Then don't wait! Order today and join the millions of Americans who just can't stop saying...
Thanks, Naptime.
Thanks, Naptime.
Thanks, Naptime.
Naptime, when they just won't shut up. Naptime is not legal in the following states.
Hey guys, this is Brie Olson, and you're listening to Radio Freaks at radiofreaks.tv.
Welcome back to the Radio Freaks. If you missed the first half of the show, Brian flubbed his way through an interview with someone famous. If you'd like to participate in the show tonight, call 951-373-2570. That's 951-FREAKS-0. Now, back to the show for more of the same shit you used to.
Welcome back to the Radio Freaks, RadioFreaks.tv. If you're just joining us, you missed the very funny Mr. Rich Voss, who will be at Helium Comedy Club this weekend. for 5 shows, Thursday, 8 o'clock, Friday, and Saturday, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. For more information, heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Tickets are now available. He was just down here in Philly. They do a stand-up confidential thing where they don't tell you who's going to be there, but they give you hints. And then if you guess right, then you guess right and you get to see the comedy person that you want to see. Or if you don't guess it, then you're just surprised by whoever shows up. And
so it's pretty much like going to the Cellar.
Kind of, yeah, a little bit. But it was him and Bonnie that were here last week. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago or something like that. It was pretty good. The one for, they're doing it again on the 17th. And the clues are this comic has appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Chelsea Lately, Howard Stern, and Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn. Those are the hints, which could be anybody.
One more time.
This comic has appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Chelsea Lately, Howard Stern, and Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that could be. Tough Crowd could narrow it down if you're a fan of Tough Crowd, if you remember.
Right. Hell, it could even be Colin Quinn. I believe Colin's been out of all those. Oh, I'm coming down with something, I think.
Hopefully AIDS. It will be good, but it's just too loud. You got to turn it down. Too loud.
What, the laughter?
Yeah, too loud.
It's also competing with the music, too.
Oh, that Rich Voss. When Bonnie walked in, that was fucking hysterical, dude. It was a show in itself.
Yes, it really was. It was like listening to a little mini My Wife Hates Me podcast.
Yeah, it was like listening to it kind of into their lives.
Which we do all the time. Usually Rich winds up putting us on the phone with Bonnie at some point during his interviews. I think this is probably the first time that we've had him on that he hasn't done that. But we got to hear Bonnie anyway because she came in to interrupt his interview.
Maybe she was mad. Maybe she wanted, she didn't get a mention. Which actually it's funny because somebody in the chat on Periscope did mention, they said, so no mention of Bonnie. He was mentioning a bunch of comics and never mentioned Bonnie. Maybe she was listening.
Just the fact that you think Bonnie was upset over anything that happened in the show.
I'm just hopeful, and because I love Bonnie. My chick loves Bonnie.
Bonnie rules.
Bonnie is awesome.
I tweeted.